Again, on fourth down, I think I'd like to have seen Anderson tuck it and run there. I think there was some room to go, but you got to give credit to that Bearcat defense. They were in pretty good coverage all the way around, but a good throw there would have linked up for a touchdown. But the Bearcat defense comes up big, and with 24 seconds left, not a lot of time for the Bearcats to go to length of the field. We'll see them run a play or two, probably.
Yeah, it's going to be quarterback keeper on the left side. This is how they scored their first one, and Devin Fingle gets in the backfield and brings Casey Sweeney down for no gain on the play. And maybe even a loss of a yard, and it's going to roll under 10 seconds, and looks like Ubley's going to be content with going to the halftime locker room with a time ball game, 6-6. Harbor Beach and Ubley all knotted up after two quarters of play right here on the WNLW Sports Network. Harbor Beach 6, Ubley 6 in the Division 8 District Championship in the postseason right here on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WNLWSports.com.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive
hourly rate. I don't know if this is legit or not, but the new Lothrop QB apparently is going to Ole Miss.
And life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley. 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
Mary, this customer wants a loan. Call Midland. Get the customer's information and schedule an appointment with my secretary.
Red tape, loan meetings, and formulas that just don't work for you. Discover a bank that helps you get what you want quickly. Hi, I'm Leanne, loan officer at Bayport State Bank. When you need a loan, come see one of our lenders. From ag and business loans to car loans and everything in between, we're there for you, start to finish. And because we are locally owned and operated right here in the Thumb, we have your answers promptly, making the process easy. That's our commitment to you, finding financing and products that fit our customers' needs.
And I'm Annie, Marketing Director. At Bayport State Bank, we offer checking and savings accounts that have no fees and no minimum balance requirements. And banking with Bayport State Bank is secure, convenient, and easy with our new mobile banking app. From transfers, payments, balancing your checkbook, or making a check deposit, it's as easy as a click of a button on your smartphone. It's banking your way, anytime, anywhere. For more information on what Bayport State Bank can do for you, visit any office in Bayport, Pigeon and Bad Axe, member FDIC and Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey, why are you holding your cell phone above your head, man? People are staring. Come on.
I'm trying to get enough signal to get this email to send out. I tried making a call, but that's impossible in this area.
Since when's it impossible? Let me see your phone. Oh, I see the problem here. You got one of those national carriers for your cell phone provider.
Well, duh. They say they have the best service.
Sure. Like, right here?
Well, not right here, but everywhere else.
No way, man. Not only does Thumb Cell cover the Thumb better than anyone else, but they got superior nationwide service, too. They got coverage like a baby on a bottle, like butter on bread, like tie-dye on a hippie, like bugs on a windshield, like fleas on a dog, like flies on... Well, you get it. Thumb Cell has you covered everywhere.
Thumb Cellular, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the Thumb.
Hi, it's Mike, Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring. We know you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game. Well, our shop and parts department is open too. We're open 6 days, late Tuesday through Friday nights. We hope your breakdowns are few, but we're here for all your truck and trailer parts, tires, even custom hydraulic hoses. Call ahead for parts pickup. Ask about our newly opened wash bay for trucks, trailers, and equipment. Call for an appointment and pricing at Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring. We sell what we run, and we wish everyone a safe harvest.
It seems everywhere you look, you see another huge new steel grain bin on farms and at elevator sites. Many were built by DS Services of Cass City because they are the go-to source for all your grain handling and storage needs. In fact, if you're planning a project, you should contact DS Services now to book your project appointment early, because 2019 slots are already being reserved. They handle the complete project from expert site design to a turnkey farm or commercial grain storage and handling system. DS Services thanks their many customers for their business and support. DS Services encourages all school athletics.
WLW Sports at the half finds the ugly Bearcats and Harbor Beach Pirates all knotted up at 6 apiece. As you're listening to the WLW Sports Network in the Division 8 District Championship, 6-6, Ubley scored in their first drive of the night. Dave Hansen, how about you tell us how we got to the score?
Casey Sweeney started the scoring for the Bearcats as he took it around the end for a 20-yard touchdown run. The two-point conversion would fail, and Ubley would lead early in the first quarter, 6-0. Harbor Beach, though, would respond on their second drive of the game. After a block punt set up a short touchdown run, Michael Anderson keeps it for himself for a 7-yard run, and the two-point conversion run would fail, and we'd have no scoring in the second quarter, Clark, so your halftime score would be Harbor Beach and Ubley knotted up at 6 apiece.
6 apiece there, as we now take a look at the rushing and passing stats for both squads. Let's start out with the Ubley offense. 23 carries for 132 yards through the air, 1 of 2 in passing for 9 yards. Hubley's rushing attack on those 132 yards, they are led by the quarterback, Casey Sweeney. 5 carries for 48 yards, including the only touchdown for the Bearcats in that first half, a 20-yard run. His long was 33, which set up that first, that 20-yard touchdown run. Close behind, Casey Sweeney with 45 yards, would be Ethan Lemke at 9 carries. He's averaging 5 yards per carry. And after that, we have William Spicer back in the action. 6 carries for 24 yards. Shane Osendowski, 2 carries for 13 yards. And Nick Wright, 1 carry for 2 yards. Dave Hansen, not surprising here. This is what you'd call classic Ubley football.
Casey Sweeney killed the Pirates in the first quarter. His first carry went for 33 yards. The second went for 20. After 2 carries, he had 53 yards and a score. Harbor Beach has adjusted nicely. His last 3 carries have combined for -5 yards.
Ubley actually outproducing the Harbor Beach Pirates 141 yards to 119 yards. The one completion from Casey Sweeney into the hands of Tyler Jones. On the 119 yards of offense for the Harbor Beach Pirates in that first half, 85 came on the ground, 34 through the air. They're led by Michael Anderson on the quarterback. Keeper with 47 yards in the score. So both teams, quarterbacks scoring on keepers and leading rushers for both teams. Devin Fingal, 19 carries, four carries for him, averaging 4.75 per carry there. And Devin Puff, 6 carries for 16 yards. And that might be the most surprising stat in this game so far, Dave, that Ubley's completely shutting down Devin Puff.
No doubt. His last carry went for 9 yards. Otherwise, he wouldn't have had much at all to speak of. Not the 16 yards as much to speak of. But both teams are going to look to get their biggest stars back involved. If you're the Bearcats, you're going to find ways to get Ethan Lemke going. He's already averaging 5 yards a carry. You got to continue to feed those guys. If you're Harbor Beach, you got to get the Devons going, and that starts with giving them carries. And you're going to mention why here in a second, why Harbor Beach's offense really has been struggling.
Michael Anderson through the air, 3 for 10 for 34 yards, 7 incomplete passes. Mason Yon was able to bring in 1 for 14 yards. Nathan Siemens brought in 2. For a total of 20 yards, Devin Fingal attempted was overthrown on 2 of those, and Mason Yon had 4 passes thrown to him, but only 1 was catchable.
Yeah, this is the part of the Harbor Beach offense that I've been critical of, and when you expect to pass the ball come playoff season against teams where you need to throw the ball a little bit to keep them off balance, they haven't been able to do that. Why? Because they've only attempted a very few amount of passes all season long. And now you're in the first half, you ask Michael Anderson to attempt 10 passes. I don't know if he's attempted 10 passes in the last 2 months. So I like the ability that Michael Anderson has to throw the ball. He throws a really nice ball. Just a little bit off tonight. And I think it's lack of repetition. It's lack of game time repetition, if not. The 3 completions have been really nice. But down the field passing, he's been just off by a yard or so. And look for them to kind of dial that in. They're going to continue to allow him to throw the football because they trust their quarterback to do that. And I think moving forward, if Harbor Beach is to advance, Michael Anderson is going to have to complete some of those passes. And I think it starts, Clark, with completing a couple intermediate passes. Try a 5-yard slant, a 6 or 7-yard out route. Try to get him comfortable with a couple little passes in that direction, not just screen passes. Those are the only ones he's completed so far, are the passes sideline to sideline.
And now, mind you, 119 yards of offense for the Harbor Beach Pirates, Ubley with 141. Harbor Beach, their scoring drive.